On this episode of Secrets of Home Builders, Pat Cardone details the reasons why it's so difficult to come up with exact cost on a custom renovation project. He also details the reason why it's important to work with someone you know, like, and trust, and how working with those people can help you save money on your renovation or custom home building project.
Construction as a whole is picking up. And I believe it's because of rates, if I look at it from the overall picture. Because the way that we built our business was is that we had to interpret the market and market forces over time. So this to me looks like the market forces are dictating that those people who want to buy are going to be very picky at this point in time. And those people who've sat on their homes for a long time probably do not want to move off their 3.3% mortgages, which is good for rehabbers and for builders. But the hard part for the builders and the rehabbers is trying to make it fit and to get people to understand that for the most part, builders price very similarly because the same materials cost the same virtually everywhere in the city. So when people go out and shop, they're kind of inviting someone to give them less than full information to get a deal. And I'd hate to think that that's happening, but I do believe it happens, and I don't believe it's on purpose. I believe it's from lack of knowledge of what it costs to do a lot of these projects. In Chicago, we're blessed in that we've got some of the most beautiful old buildings in the world, but we've also got some of the most screwed up buildings in that people have changed things over time, and the records of these things are nowhere, really. I mean, you can't expect the city to have all these things. Case in point, we were looking this week at something, and, you know, middle floor, no plumbing, you know, no plumbing diagrams, nothing really, really visible. You can look in the basement and try to guess, but you've got, you know, a unit above that's been gutted and rehabbed and new plumbing run all over it. But then there's a second floor, so you know you can follow the stack up. But the point is, you know, you have to be able to see into these things to be able to give people confidence that they're going to be able to do what they want without breaking the bank. Or running into situations where I know I was at a builders association meeting this week where, you know, there was two people in there speaking about, hey, they're doing work in buildings where someone, you know, cut into a fire suppression line or knocked into a fire suppression line or a fire suppression line failed because of past construction. And this kind of stuff happens. And when those floods happen, those are lawsuits. Funny, most of the attorneys, you know, we'll talk about how to protect yourself. And really, the biggest risk always is water. So, once again, you know, just reminded again as the projects I looked at this week, there's some roof decks, there's some new construction projects, there's a four flat, you know, there's a three flat. There was a few items, you know, and when you look at all of these, they just have a common theme that, you know, you're lucky if you're building the newer ones because then you control everything. If you're working on the older ones, you're walking into someone else's problems and someone else's interpretation of how to do things, which is part of the game of gutting and rehabbing, is that you have to expect the unexpected. That's one of the things that we've learned over time, is that it's easier to price in issues that are unexpected by just making sure you explain to the owners or the prospective person who wants to build that you have to have contingencies. And those contingencies are just a fund that's set aside. And if you're doing, you know, home, you say you're building a home or gutting a home and you come up with a budget, most banks will make you carry a contingency. And that contingency is for these problems. So let's just say you've got, you know, you're planning on digging a basement down X number of feet. Okay, well, okay, you dig it down, but then you find out you've got other issues with this foundation underneath what you could actually see. I mean, that kind of stuff does happen, and these repairs have to happen. So it's good to have that extra money. And one of the other tips I always tell anybody who's building is make sure you keep outside liquidity. And one of the easiest ways to keep outside liquidity is to have credit cards that give you mileage. So really, you're killing two birds with one stone. You've got the ability to put stuff on that card that you need to carry on that card until you can get it refunded through your construction loan or through your 203K loan, But you also get mileage, which means that if you're going to spend some money and have to hold some money outside of your project to get it funded through your project, you might as well get the mileage on it. And when you get the miles, you might even get a trip out of it. Depends on how big your project is. So this week, we've had a couple things change. We bid on a very large mixed-use project that the budget just went way over. Clients really had a great idea in mind, but it broke the bank in terms of what they really could spend. And it's a shame, and it's no one's fault, really. I mean, you know, the architect's designing what they want, and when the builders come in and bid, you know, and things don't fit, it makes everybody, you know, just a little disappointed. You know, would love to finish this project, but we'll be looking at it as another way, as an amended project. But that's okay. You know, these sort of things happen, and you've got to be able to switch and modify and move on and change direction. And you've got to be flexible enough and have good enough crews that can say, okay, guys, I'm sorry you just bid this, but here's really what the owner can afford now. Even though these conversations happen up front multiple times about what is your budget, what is your budget, what is your budget. You know, things by the time they get translated through architectural design, redesign, and all this, and you send them back out for bids, sometimes, you know, there's just things that people throw in that just add a lot of cost, you know. Cement is huge. Digging holes is huge. All of that is huge, you know. So really, it's a matter of working with people you can trust. And I try to tell people that the best thing to do when you're thinking about building new or you're thinking about having a project, you have to interview people, but you got to pick on somebody that you know that you would be able to deal with for the next 6 months, 3 months, or even a year, or a year and a half, depending on how big the project is. And that means the ability to communicate clearly where you are financially, the ability to communicate clearly where you are in the process, the ability to be able to communicate to you what your final vision is. Because visions change once you get into project. Once you bring in a designer brings in a whole nother level of an eye of what could happen. And also brings in perhaps some spending that wasn't anticipated. These projects should be fun, but they're stressful. That's the hard part. And my partner Ryan and I have been working hard to try to figure out how to de-stress these situations by becoming more and more transparent. And that will be our goal as this company builds, to continue to be transparent so that our people who are our customers will know what they're getting for what price and what they can expect. We don't like to do a lot of change orders. I mean, there's times we have to do them, but in reality, it's so much easier if decisions are made up front. But it's so hard when there's so many choices. Anyway, I hope everyone has a great holiday weekend. I'll be back again next week as we'll be looking at a ton of projects from a gut rehab of a 41st floor condo to an 8 flat that wants to convert to 4 condos. So we'll have some interesting stuff next week. I hope you all have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening. If you're looking for additional questions on how you can custom build or custom remodel your own project, you can visit us at sghomebuilders.com for more information.